Hey everyone, this is a little unorthodox for me, but I felt like it was necessary because this is not like my regular work. This is work that I created while I was on my week-long hiatus, and it's just thoughts and feelings that I needed to get out. And the reason for this little message in the beginning is because it is a little depressing, not gonna lie. So if you're not into that or not in the mood for it, kindly click off. I won't be offended. But if you decide to stay, I do hope you enjoy it. Thank you. It's so devastatingly sad, the way I fell in love with you. We met on a whim. I fell for the way you could light up the night sky with words of wonder and love. Then that wheel. Oh, that wooden contraption, with its notches and its cracks, with its red strings hanging from its crevices. It started to turn again, and you were gone. I found myself lonely, wondering every day if you were thinking about me. Then again, it turned once more, and you returned. My home was once again in your words, in your forbidden company. Oh, my muse, of all the creations I have made with you on my mind, the drawing of your eyes might be my favorite. For the soul I saw perpetuated on the page, it made my eyes dilate, my heart beat sore, and my soul sing your harmony. I just wondered if you could hear it from the bed of another. Then again, you were gone, and my home was a dilapidated mess of rocks and wood. Many nights later, you returned again, my home now built upon a gritty sand. But regardless of how many times you leave me, I welcome you with open arms. My love for you is purely unconditional. I just wonder if it's enough for you to stay for more than months at a time. We always wondered, what if? What if we were together? What if we fell in love? What if? What if? What if? Then that one day, the wheel turned, and I realized I loved you. But it's so devastatingly sad. We both had partners. Then one day, mine was taken out of my life, and only you remained. But your eyes were casted away from me. Now I stand alone, my unconditional love for you still unwavering, unchanging. I don't mind waiting for you. It's so devastatingly sad, isn't it? I hope that wheel turns once again, turns just enough to let our strings unravel. Yours is still wrapped up along hers. But I know, I believe, our strings are actually connected. One day, it won't be just our souls that will have met. My lips will feel yours, your body next to mine. Dreams will become reality, either in this life or the next. But baby, I beg you, don't let our story stay devastatingly sad. I reached out for your hand, and all I did was graze your fingertips. My world became a darker blue, until the light shined into my eyes. I knew then that I was dead. This is mercy. This is kindness. As I looked down onto the world I left behind, I saw you in the arms of another. Until the light shined into my eyes. A man approached and said, "This is mercy. This is kindness." His voice was soothing and I wanted to follow, but my feet were stuck in place. It was then that the light gave me clarity. The man looked at me and said again, "This is mercy. This is kindness." I placed a hand to my heart. However, nothing beat beneath my open palm. I looked at the man again. He frowned and nodded. "This is mercy. This is kindness." Around me, the place changed, from a fluffy cloud to a cabin that overlooked a lake. I looked at the man one last time. He now looked like you. "This is mercy. This is kindness." For at last, my dreams came true, for my dreams consisted of only you. You are the one thing in my life that always escapes, silent and salient my mindscape. Heaven, I think, rests in your eyes, and now it feels like home. This is mercy. This is kindness. I'm in love with a Gemini. We all know this by now. How long has it been since you've been around? I'm counting 5 years. That lucky number 5. Did you know we share some things in common, you and I? Oh baby, we're ruled by Mercury. The only 2 signs to be. The Earth goes around the Sun once while we go in 3. And 3 times I'll love you, the number of divinity. Our existence is blessed. At least, I hope it will be. Our day is Wednesday, the middle of the week. They say Wednesday children are full of sorrow and weep. Though we overcome that rhyme the best when our 2 souls collide. And that is until you leave again to find peace of mind. Mutable, our quality is subject to change. You think I can change it to laughable with enough dimes to my name? For the hardships we both go through, the mountains we climb, could all be avoided if we just took some time. Figure things out, talk to each other, because if I go another day without you, I'm worried you'll love the arms of another. At year 14, you know where I want to be? On our swinging porch bench overlooking the sea. We're writers in our home. Maybe yours is a profession. And I'll make a living helping others with transitions. I'll support you, if you support me. The foundation of our home, as strong as it can be. We made it this far. Separation is temporary. By year 23, I'm sure we'll be married. For now, in year 5, I'm wearing your pendants, the ones you gave me last Christmas as your first presents. I kiss them as I say goodnight. I've been compelled to since that first morning's light. And your hoodie, it lies next to me, though I wish it was you instead that I was able to see. So don't take too long, my Gemini. I am a Virgo. I overanalyze. Though I'll quiet my thoughts and wait for your return. So when you come back, you'll know exactly how much you're worth.